Lord, we praise you. Lord, tonight we want to look into the perfect law of liberty. Amen. To continue in it and to be doers of the work. Isn't it much better this way? Hallelujah. The meeting will be richer when we release our spirits. And as it said in Psalm 36, in you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. The more life there is, the more light there is. That's why we always need the wonderful Spirit of the Lord, that it would flow out of each one of us. I think we heard it this morning. John 7, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Amen. So it's good when we, if we take off our lids and say, Lord, this wonderful, precious stream should flow, right, brother? Release the flow of life in you. You are also born from above. This is the special thing about Zion. We all build together with him. If you go somewhere else, you have a pastor and a few others, and all others become professional hearers. 20, 30, 40 years, you learn to just listen. Is that Zion? In Zion, do we want you to want to just learn to be good hearers? Surely not. If that's what we learn, then it's no longer Zion. Because the Lord wants to equip all of us, train all of us in the royal priesthood and the holy priesthood. And now we want to have fellowship about this in on page 2. Roman numeral 2b3, to be built up as living stones into a spiritual house and a holy and royal priesthood. This is what the Lord does and wants to do, that we would all be built up into a holy and royal priesthood. This is the reason for this weekend. We don't want to learn something new in our heads. We want to learn Christ and how we can learn to serve more as priests. We want to learn something that we can apply. Or, Joachim, right? For sure. If you just have something that you learn in your head and you don't apply it, how long will you remember it? Maybe a week. Emmanuel is shaking her head. Maybe you remember it for even less time. If we hear only and we don't apply it, then we will forget it. We will forget it. So if someone asks you next week, what did the Lord speak to you at the conference, and you don't remember, that means, in other words, oh, where did I apply this word? It's, of course, not a matter of being able to repeat everything, but where the Lord has spoken to you, yeah, we should exercise ourselves in this. That's where the Lord wants us to break through until we apply it. So it's good to consciously call things to remember and say, Spirit, remind me of what I need to do now. It is so good to have a more intensive time with the Lord, because the Lord always wants to show us what we should do now. No one is ever done with learning. Are you fully mature? Do you know everything perfectly about the holy and royal priesthood? No. So that means you still have something to learn. So are you still learning? Yes. It's good. Paul said to Timothy, and if you learn, then your progress will be evident to all. It's good to say, I'm learning in the priestly service, but we should also see the progress. We should also be able to see it. We should be able to see that it goes on with the Lord. Not that it should be so invisible. Look at Peter. Were you able to see the progress in his life, Otto? Were you able to see the progress in his life? To see him denying the Lord three times to Pentecost, is there a difference? And at the end, he became a martyr. And the night where the Lord was betrayed, he couldn't go with the Lord. But later, when he became older, when they wanted to take his life, he was very bold. He said, don't do it this way, but do it the other way. What progress. What a change. And this is what the Lord wants. He wants to, that all of us would come to maturity. It's not about repeating first grade every year. Today, it is like this, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we have to see this. You just repeat the beginning again and again. And what happens if you keep repeating the beginning or the start? You actually go backwards. It's not only that you stand still, you actually go backwards. It's going backwards. That's why, praise the Lord, it's good to tell the Lord every week, I want to go on with you and you, every week. At school, Miss Amy, do you progress every week or does it stay the same every week? It goes on, right? It's normal. How is it with the priestly service? In the priestly service, does it go on with us every week? Have we learned new things from the Lord this week? Amen. Chelko is a learning priest. Amen. This is the point. We have this main burden that the Lord would gain his holy city, that he would get this holy city. At the end of the Bible, that's where the whole Bible ends with. And this city, how did it come? How did it come into existence? So let's read Revelation 21:2. It says, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Then you think, okay, it'll just come down. We don't do anything for it. It'll just come down. We don't have to do anything. Yeah, and then we walk on golden streets. That's the concept of most Christians. It's sadly, it is truly this way. Most of Christians, when they first get saved, what are they taught? Wait for the golden city. Just wait for heaven. This was your step to salvation. And then later, the golden city comes. But the verse doesn't end like this. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. Prepared. Yeah, this city doesn't just come down like this. It comes through preparation. And that's why this time, even though it's very short, this time is for this purpose. Time is really short. And the time that we still have, if we are wise, we will tell the Lord, I give myself completely to prepare myself. I want to build the city with you. I don't want to just look and observe. I want to build the city with you. If you just look at how Noah building the ark, if you come every day and you look at him, observe him, or you come once a week and you see what he's doing, you say, oh, he's made some progress. Oh, look, the door is already there. Oh, look, the third floor. Oh, the roof is there. What happens? You're not in the ark. You're not with him in the ark. The Lord takes those into the ark who build together with him. And the best way, or the way to build with him, and this applies to everybody, it's the priesthood. It's the holy priesthood. This is the practical way to build with him. This is God's way. No one here invented this way. None of us is so wise to invent this way or to create this way. But this is the way he has prepared that all of us have a portion in this. See this? Do you think, are you a priest of the living God? How often do you think of this? Not so often. Okay, now you can change that. Do you know where it's written that you are a priest of God? Marcus can help you. Revelation 1. Revelation 1. Let's read this. From now on, you know it. Revelation 1, 5 and 6. We can read it together. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And is that enough? Is that enough, really? No, he has made us kings and priests. It says, oh, he has made a few brothers to kings and priests, but no sisters. Who is included in this? Are we all priests in the house of God without exception, from the first to the last row, from the youngest to the oldest? All are priests? Really? Friso, are you a priest of the Lord? Hallelujah. How often do you think about this? More and more. Oh, Lord. Amen. And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. Amen. It's not about the knowledge. It's about the consciousness that we need to have. I am a priest of the Lord. If you go to school and you have the consciousness that you are the priest of the Lord, I tell you, you won't be able to do many more things. This was my experience. I did a lot of stuff in sports. I was very active. I still know. The last game I was playing, when I was on the field, the Lord said, you are a priest of the Lord. And that was my last game that I played. Then I went out and I told the coach, it's over. I quit the team. If we have this consciousness that we are priests of the Lord, then it'll change our whole life. Our whole life. Then we cannot just do things in any way or live in any way or just go somewhere or do something. You are the priest. You are a priest of the Lord. You are consecrated to God. A priest is someone who is consecrated, fully sanctified, fully separated, fully sanctified. I had an experience at school where there... You could already choose something or vote for something at school. And there's some people that would do things in a more relaxed way than others. And the evening before, we had a young people's meeting about sanctification, that we belong to the Lord. And this speaking in the evening, to tell people, I cannot participate in this class because I belong to the Lord. They were angry with me because then the danger was that the course wouldn't take place because they needed a minimum number of people. But the Lord told me and spoke to me, you belong to me. But that's what a priest is. They belong to the Lord. We don't belong to the world. We don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to some sort of good thing. We belong to the Lord. We have been redeemed, bought, purchased by the Lord. We are really priests. Johannes, you really are a priest. You're not just a brother in Pforzheim. You are a priest of the Lord. This consciousness is what he has to write into us. Really, this will just give us so much focus and save us and prepare us for the coming of the Lord. This will really prepare us. We cannot just live in any old way. If we think, just remember, you are a holy priest, then immediately you have a reaction, I cannot do certain things, I cannot say certain things. As I was even younger, tonight I'll tell a lot of things from my time when I was young, because there are young people here. In my room, because we had this craft in the children's meeting, we had the turban from Aaron, from the high priest. In Pforzheim, we made it as a craft in the children's meeting. And what's on there? It says, holiness to the Lord. And I pinned it on the above my bed. It said, holiness to the Lord. Holy to the Lord. And this really preserved me from bad things. When bad things wanted to come up in me, then I saw the turban above my pillow and I said, oh, I'm holy to the Lord. It's not okay for me to do this or that. Holiness or sanctification is very practical. It has to do with what we speak, what we do, what we think. Why? It's not just about being holy, but it's because we are priests. Imagine you're a priest and you're not holy. Scott, what do you think? You're a holy priest of the Lord. But you don't care about holiness or sanctification. You speak in a loose way and you do something you're not supposed to do. You look at something that you shouldn't have looked at. What happens? What's the consequence? The priestly service is there's a blockage there. You can't carry out your priestly service. I didn't hear what he said. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Scott is a holy priest of the Lord. Holy is the word that always accompanies priest or priesthood in the word. A brother said, count how many times the word holy exists in Numbers. And I didn't have a cell phone with a search function. And 3 days before the conference, I started to read Leviticus and I started to make a table to count. Holy. And I counted. It was wonderful. Do that without your phone, okay? Really, with the book in your hand and a piece of paper to write how often holiness comes up in Leviticus. Yeah, with the search function, we know that it's over 100 times. It's mentioned over 100 times because it's the book for the priesthood. What is our sense for holiness? When we speak, when we think, what we look at, what is our inward sense? Do we say, Lord, I want to be sanctified. I belong to you. This is the main characteristic of the priesthood, to be holy. God wants so much to have a holy priesthood. This is so important and so powerful. It's really, yeah. 1 Peter 2. First Peter 2:5. You also, let's read it together. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Are being built up. Amen. We are being built up. Yeah. Really to be built up together. We are in a priestly school. Amen. Being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. This is so important for the Lord. Because holiness and sanctification is not emphasized among Christians today. Today, the emphasis is often on works. Today, often, the focus is on works, activities, to have a certain gift, to do something for God. There are courses about finding the gift within you to do works for God and then to apply them and implement them. But I don't know how many courses there are about holiness. But this is what the priests need, sanctification. So it is very easy to do things for God, but that doesn't mean you're holy. You can do many things for God, but not be holy. The Lord has given us a warning in Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, the millennial kingdom, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. These are people who are believers. In that day, the day of judgment, he's someone who's a believer because that judgment is for the believers. And he says, many, not just a few, but many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. Have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name. Many, many activities. Many. Really in the name of the Lord. And they even use the name of Jesus to cast out demons. Because if you use the name, then the demons have to go. And have also prophesied in your name. But what does the Lord say to them? And this is a strong answer. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Wow. Did I read it incorrectly? What does your Bible say? Does it say the same thing? Said, I didn't know you so well. It says, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Would you dare say this to someone who does a lot for Christ, that he practices lawlessness? Lawlessness. Not because he did something or he went to a bad event. He did a lot in the name of the Lord. He preached. He had wonders. But the Lord says, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. How can this happen? And he says, many. It will happen to many believers, not just a few. And why? Because the sanctification is missing. It's easy to do a lot for God, but it's not easy to be sanctified. Because to be sanctified, the flesh is always standing in the way and is against it. Why is it so hard with our thoughts? Because our flesh always stands against it. And the world has such an influence upon us. Actually, you don't want to think anything bad, but because you're just in this world, there's so many things that want to distract us from the Lord. Things, images, things that we hear. That's why it's so important to really go on with the Lord in holiness. That we wouldn't just do anything for Him and be so without any sense. How can this happen and you just have lost the sense for the Lord? If the Lord says this to you at the end, then it's a catastrophe, really. This is a warning that we tell the Lord, I don't want to serve you in any old way. I want to serve you as a holy priest. If we go the way of the holy priesthood in a true way, this will not happen to us, what's written here in Matthew 7, 21 to 23. But what is the way of the priesthood? Let's go back to Peter. What does the holy priesthood do? In verse 5, 1 Peter 2, 5, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. What are the spiritual sacrifices? What are they really? It's not to do a work for God, to do a work of preaching the gospel is not a spiritual sacrifice. You can preach the gospel, but your priestly service is not there. But if you are a holy priest, then you would also preach the gospel. Yeah, we have to bring spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Open our eyes to see the spiritual sacrifices. Spiritual sacrifices, in one word, is the transformation. It is the transformation into the image of the Lord. That's summarized in one word. That's what the Lord wants to do with us. He wants to transform us into His image. And this is the point why the priesthood is so necessary for the New Jerusalem. At the beginning of the conference, it was said, the priesthood is necessary for the building of the New Jerusalem. Or is it necessary? How would you have answered that question? I asked the Lord after the meeting. I said, Lord, you have to show me, why is the priesthood the way for the building of the New Jerusalem? What do you think? This New Jerusalem shows the transformation, right? If you look at the city in Revelation 21, I'll read verse 10. And he carried me away in the Spirit, amen, to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The whole glory of the city was described as a picture of a precious stone. And where do the precious stones come from? They come through, or they arise due to transformation. Precious stones aren't precious stones from the very beginning. They're not precious at all. But through pressure, through heat, and over time, they become precious. Now we know why our life is the way it is. Right, Kurt? This is the reason. We need pressure, heat, and time so that we who are so not precious stones would become precious stones. And this is what builds the New Jerusalem. It's the transformation. Isn't this wonderful? Do you all want to be transformed? Hallelujah. So are we all for pressure and heat? Pressure, heat, and the Spirit. You have to take the Spirit too. Pressure and heat is not good enough. Pressure, heat, and the Spirit. Then you will be transformed into His image. And that's where the glory of God comes forth. We all don't want to suffer. None of us likes to suffer. And even to have to just go to the back of the line, it's already hard for us to do. You already try to come in through the side. We really cannot suffer. If something happens that's not so comfortable, we think, oh, when is it over? Isn't that how we are? We always want to look for a place of rest. But then how should the transformation occur? So the Lord arranges many things because the glory of this city is the glory of a precious stone. Amen. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Yeah, we need this transformation. It's so precious. And this is why the Lord has to work on each one of us. And this transformation, how can it occur? Does it happen overnight? Does a precious stone come forth overnight? This doesn't even happen with a physical precious stone. And how is it with us? Is it easy to be transformed? Ocho, is it easy to be transformed? If I ask your wife, Mongsoon, is it easy for him to be transformed? She said no. Who can do it? And what about the other way around? Even harder. But the Lord can do it. Amen. And what is the way? The way is for us to practice the priesthood. If every week we reach forward to this, stretch out, to stretch forth to do this, to gain spiritual offerings, then transformation will occur. The spiritual sacrifice is not, oh, I preached the gospel or I did something for God. It's the transformation in our innermost being, transforming us into His image. That's the spiritual offering. And to bring this every week, if you bring this every week, how can you not but be transformed? Noah, your parents have also said you've changed. Good. Why? Because you're living the priesthood. If you think God's work is a work of the gospel, and it's just about preaching the gospel, then I'm sorry to say this. You are missing the goal. then you will, it can be that you are not very transformed at all. We should, of course, preach the gospel. It's good to preach the gospel. We should do it through word and through deed. But this new Jerusalem comes through this transformation. And we need the experience of the spiritual sacrifices. Amen. And the Lord lived it out for us in Hebrews 10. Concerning the burnt offering. Hebrews 10, verse 5-7. Let's read it together. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do your will, O God. Amen. I have come to do your will, O God. The Lord, as a person, a body was prepared for him. What did he get the body for? To do lots of sports? Did the Lord go to the Olympics? No. To do your will, O God. That was the only reason why he had a body. What do we use our bodies for? O Lord. This is really the burnt offering. The Lord used his body only to do the will of God. Hallelujah. He had such a direction, focus. You need to exercise this. It's not so easy. Our body wants to do so many other things. It wants to sleep, to do sports, to do something else. We have lots of needs for our body. Eat, drink. You want to do lots of things. And you can always do it. For some things, my body has no problem to do it, and you don't even have to encourage me to do it. But when it's about the will of God, all of a sudden, this body is made out of iron. It can't move. It's lifeless, and it's just hard to do anything. Where does this come from? Romans 6 and 7 says it's a body of sin and a body of death. It's really a problem. Our body is really a problem when it concerns the will of God. That's why the Lord, it's encouraging to see, what did he use his body for? A body you have prepared for me to do your will, O God. In these days, and not only in these days, but in the last few months, I had many situations. I told the brother one night, we will also stand up at midnight for the work of the Lord. And I said, oh Lord, may the test will come soon. And then the chance came a few weeks later. Now's the opportunity to do so. And it's good to say, Lord, you are my burnt offering. And the burnt offering means really that we use our body to do the will of God. The Lord makes us capable to overcome the body of sin and death, to do his will. Don't we want to learn to gain these kind of burnt offerings? The Lord will give us many opportunities, even to get up in the morning to seek the Lord. For this, you already need the Lord. Or in the evening to go to bed on time, so that you can serve the Lord the next day. and to say, Lord, I give you my body to do your will. This is such a good burnt offering. And to come to the meetings, your body has to come here. Zoom is only for when you're farther away, when you live farther away. But if you live a few kilometers away, bring your body into the meeting. Don't stay at home at Zoom. And I tell you, one thing is very dangerous. If we get used to, of course, if you live in Zurich or Neuchâtel, how will you come here tonight? Just how will this work, right? But we live so close to one another. And so often, when we come together, we should say, I want to be faithful to gain you in this, to come together, because this fellowship is our salvation. It is really our salvation. Hebrews 10 exhorts us as, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. How come he thinks about the meetings when he's talking about the day of the Lord? If we think, oh, the meetings are not so important, the meetings are more important than we think. We need it to physically come together, to bring our bodies here. It is really important. The Lord has prepared a body for us. This is an exercise to gain such burnt offerings, spiritual offerings, to gain them through the Lord. Hebrews 5:8. It's good if we take this one thing with us, that the way of the priesthood is the way to build this holy city, because it's what brings us to maturity. If we gain this burnt offering week for week and we learn it, it will bring us to maturity. Then the body won't rule over us, but we over, that the Lord would rule over our bodies. Paul says, I chasten my body and deal with it as a slave, that I would not preach to others and myself be disqualified. And then Hebrews 5:8-9, we can read it together. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Amen. So how can we reach maturity? Amen. He learned obedience. We need to learn obedience. Amen. He reached perfection through obedience. Are we obedient? We need the Lord. Who doesn't need the Lord? And that's why he has given us this burnt offering, Christ, our burnt offering, that we can learn to obey God. This is the holy priesthood. If we say we practice the priesthood, that means, in other words, we practice and we exercise obedience to obey the Lord. Yeah, learn obedience. Yeah, when you learn, you also make mistakes. Of course, the Lord learned without making mistakes. When we learn, we make mistakes, but then stand up and learn anew and don't make the mistake again. If you make mistakes, you have to learn from the mistakes. If you were disobedient to the Lord in a situation and the situation comes again, then we should learn to obey the Lord in that situation. Then it's learning. If you keep making the same mistake, then you're not learning. Learning obedience means that where you have fallen, we should take the Lord and go on one step further. So let us all learn obedience and to gain such burnt offerings. That's how we reach maturity. Yeah, this is what really lets the city emerge. Hebrews 2. Then we can chew this word. Hebrews 2, verse 10. Verse 10. Hebrews 2, verse 10. For it was fitting for him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Thank you, Lord. Amen. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Amen. The Lord was perfected through sufferings. Lord Jesus. We would rather go another way. Wouldn't it be nice to say, "Oh, the captain of their to make the captain of their salvation perfect through enjoyment"? There used to be a song like this. We purged out this leaven. Like through enjoyment, he brings us into glory. Sorry, where is that written in the Word? Here it says, "To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." Amen. And bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Lord, we also want to be perfected. In this city, if you look at it, it's with gold. It's like glass. Like if you take gold from the mountains, it's not like pure glass or clear as crystal. It's mixed with so many other metals. It can only happen through a lot of refinement. And how does refinement occur? Through room temperature? Have you seen an oven that needed this type of oven is where things melt, and that's where things get separated. When melting occurs, that's where the separation occurs. You can't separate it in any other word. You can't file it and try to separate it. You have to put it in the oven, and when it's separated, then it's as if it separates from its own. Have you experienced a few ovens in your lives? Are you happy when you're in the oven? You know, it's so important to keep your eyes on the goal. Amen. The glory. Hebrews 12. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. You can read through Hebrews and look for the words perfection or finishing the work. Through the priesthood, he really wants to perfect us. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We see in these days the joy that is set before us. We sang this song. It's going to be such a joy to reign with him. And we have to continue to think about this joy when you go through suffering, through heat. Because the Lord has done it like this. Sometimes with kids, It's really difficult. Sometimes I think, I thought, Lord, why is it like this? The Lord said, so I can work on you. It's very good. Often in very difficult situations in my life, the Lord has given me this answer, so that I can work on you. And then I could say, Amen, Lord. Really, whatever may come, God has a goal that He can work on us so He can perfect us. Praise the Lord. Isn't that an encouragement, Christina? All the sufferings are there for us to be perfected. What offering do you think of when you think about suffering and where a lid goes on the pot? It's the meal offering. It's about our humanity. It's so good to see this priestly service and to practice it. This evening is the burden that we should have this consciousness that we are holy priests of the Lord and to have a clear vision that this way brings us to build the Holy Jerusalem. There's so many other aspects, but I encourage you to read Peter, James, and Hebrews, and Revelation, because these last few books, this is where the conferences that we had over the last 6-7 years, it all has to do with His second coming and has many experience of the spiritual sacrifices. And the Lord wants to bring us into these experiences. If we are built up into such a priesthood, week after week, the Lord will make it with us. Praise the Lord for such wisdom that the Lord has given us this way to build a city and to bring us to perfection. The Lord showed me also anew. Those who have been perfected from the living Christians who are perfected and reach the goal, what are they called? First fruits. And what are first fruits? They are offerings. They are the offerings. We bring the offerings and the first fruits, we become the first fruits. So be encouraged to come to maturity with the Lord in the holy priesthood and to bring the first fruits, that we would all become the first fruits. Amen. I want to be a first fruit. Praise the Lord. Yeah, because maturity comes only step by step. You can't graduate from high school overnight or finish your final test, but step by step.